The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
And we welcome you back to the show on this Tuesday. And as of this hour, it's 3:01 Eastern Time. Urban Meyer still has a job as the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And we're not dancing around that subject later as we get into it. But let's get to the headlines here before you get to your phone calls. The Bama defense has delivered Pete Golden his signature win. Remember 2 weeks ago, some of the Bama folks were calling for his head. Meanwhile, over in Athens, no heads rolling there. JT, what's the deal? We would like to see you more. JT trying to recover from a lat injury. Never had one of those. And can the Big Ten crash the CFP party? It seems like they usually do, but right now it's all about Alabama and Georgia, and there are some unknowns in the Big Ten. How about Iowa and Penn State? They play this weekend, in case you were wondering. Four Big Ten teams in there, but how many are really contenders? Loser of Iowa, Penn State goes to the back of a class. Are you buying Ohio State after their loss to Oregon? And how are they ranked ahead of Oregon, by the way, in Michigan? Does anyone really believe in that? Michigan State. So five Big Ten teams in the first 11. A lot of SEC teams scattered in there as well. What about Wake Forest? Is that really the best team in the ACC? Texas, SEC member. NC State is in the top 25. I guess you beat Clemson and you get right. And SMU, man, you don't see them in the top 25 very often. Where's the Pony Express when you need them? How about Jimbo and A&M? He hits the reset button. Good idea, Jimbo. They have Alabama this weekend, so all their problems can be cured, right? Wrong. Look at the differential here. In their meetings since 2012, Bama has led 402 minutes and 23 seconds. The Aggies, 23 minutes and 56 seconds. And one of those minutes was at the end of the 2012 game, won by Johnny Manziel in Tuscaloosa. Down in LSU, Ed Ogeron, he's taking responsibility. Good luck. These are the next five games in the FPI. Kentucky, 48%. That's a loss if it ends that way. Florida, 32%. That's a loss if it ends that way. Ole Miss, 26. Bama, 7. So if the FPI is correct, let's just say they're correct in three of those games. Just three. The two 50-50 games go LSU's way. That and A&M later in the season, with perhaps Haynes King, that gives LSU no better than a 7-5 record. No better. And the team they play this weekend, the Kentucky Wildcats, beating Florida is a big deal. Didn't happen overnight. No, long process of building. And we'll talk to one of the stars of that team later on. Chris Rodriguez, great conversation with him a couple weeks ago. We begin with Christian Harris, the outstanding linebacker. Joe Pisnarski, one of the best writers in the country. He's got a baseball book out. You ask why baseball? Well, Yankees Red Sox play tonight. We'll talk about the basic thrust of this book is these are the 100 best players of all time. Now tell me why I'm wrong. It's an interesting concept. Matt Stinchcomb will join us as well. And your phone calls at 855-242-7285. Greg starts us off in Louisville. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how are you doing, Paul? This is Greg Tillman, first-time caller.
Wonderful.
Yes, I was wondering, I just got a question. What's your outtake on Kentucky and LSU? And other people down here keep bragging on Louisville. And I tell them, because I'm a true U of K fan, that I hope we win, but I see our first loss coming to Georgia. What do you think about that?
I totally agree. And right now it's impossible for me to believe in LSU. I think they're capable of winning a couple of games, but to me they're not consistent enough to make a serious run. Hutch is up next. Hutch, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, I've been listening to your program about these ratings, and how they've got the Big Ten so high, and I was looking at this one right now, and I'm looking at this, got LSU ranked number 13. LSU Tigers rated number 13.
Well, Hutch, first of all, would you like to cite the source? Where did you see that? Because I haven't.
It's NCAA football ratings.
Okay.
It's under the coaches poll and the AP poll. The AP poll has them rated number 16, and they're tied with the...
Hutch, I hate to interrupt you, but you're reading old rankings. The current rankings do not have LSU in the top 25. We just got through sharing them. Thanks for the call, though. Bo is up next in Oklahoma. Hello, Bo.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I just want to get your opinions on the OU-Texas game this weekend and maybe your thoughts on why OU's playing like they are. They seem to have all the parts and all the players, but just can't get together. You think they'll have a breakout game?
I don't know. I was with a couple of friends of mine the other day that really, really like Texas in this game. I haven't made up my mind yet. I think it's, I think Texas is due for a big win, but I cannot believe Spencer Rattler is playing as poorly as he has. I have not seen them play much, so I will defer to some experts on that subject. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's continue with more phone calls. Ray is up next in Pittsburgh. Hello, Ray.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Well, thank you.
I have a two-part question. First, I wanted to know how far do you think Pitt can go? And then my second part is I always wanted to know something that's been bugging me for 40-some years. When Penn State played Alabama and Barry Krause stopped Mike Gooman at the goal line, if Penn State had scored a touchdown, do you think Coach Paterno would have gone for the two-point conversion?
So I'm trying to remember the score.
There were 5 minutes left.
Okay. What was the score of the game?
It was Alabama was up by a touchdown.
Okay. I do not think he would have gone for 2 points.
Okay. So you don't think he would have needed to get the win to get the vote?
I just I'm trying to go back to 1979 here and think how it would have gone. But Joe Paterno to me would be he'd play the percentages that maybe he got the ball back.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Thank you very much. Great to hear from you. Yardbird is up next. Hey, Yardbird.
Hey, Paul, you hear me?
I do, yes.
Oh, hey, Paul. Hey, man, my question. I know you're a volunteer alumni, and I'm a Gamecock. And obviously, it's coming up. How does that Tennessee offense stack up against the South Carolina improved defense? We know the offense didn't improve. But defense-wise, how do you
I think South Carolina has a great defense. I really do. But I don't see a good result for you this weekend. James is up next in Tennessee. Hello, James.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Fine.
All right. So you got a grown man. He owns a bar in Ohio, and he's sitting in his bar minding his own business, and some little girl goes backing up to him. Well, he ain't rude to her. He don't push her away. He just stands there. How's that so bad for Urban?
Well, you tell me, James.
He wasn't rude to his customer. I mean,
James, my question to you, have you seen the video?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And how would you describe what was going on there?
He was sitting at the bar.
No, I know all that. He was having dinner. He went over to say, some people asked if he would say hello, and he was simply taking pictures. I know a lot of celebrities that take pictures. I don't know that many that do what he is pictured doing.
Well, he didn't do anything except sit there. She's the one come backing it up.
Okay, well, then by all means, let's quit talking about it then.
Well, I'm taking Urban's side on this, even though I'm not an Urban Meyer fan. This is not something that should cost a man his job.
Well, I don't think this one incident would cost him his job. I think the fact that he originally lied about it and the evidence is, I mean, there's not, Urban Meyer is not on speaking terms with the truth. And, you know, I think the biggest issue here isn't the fact that he's pictured at a bar with young women. It's the fact that he didn't fly back with his team. And it's a credibility issue. And there are multiple reports out today that within seconds of him apologizing to his team, the team broke out in laughter. According to other reports, he has zero credibility. This is a pattern with Urban Meyer. This isn't an outlier. And you're welcome to defend Urban Meyer, but the owner of the team, Shad Khan, who is the only one who really matters in this, has already come out and publicly admonished and reprimanded Urban Meyer, and has said that he needs to win back our trust. So I think while you're entitled to your opinion, the opinion of the owner is quite different. We'll take a break. More to come. More guests will be dropping. Plenty of guests will be dropping by, including Christian Harris in about 17 minutes. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
And we are back. Glad you're with us on a Tuesday afternoon. Philip is up next in Memphis. So hello, Philip.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I was in the hospital a couple of weeks ago when Legend called and spoke ill of Golding, our defensive coordinator. I would have called in, but they always take my telephone away when I go in the hospital.
You're going to the wrong hospitals in Memphis.
Well, that's where my doctor works. So he won't come to anywhere else. And since I spend about half my time over here, that's the best place for me. But Paul, poor Legend, I'd get mad at him, but I just feel sorry for him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. If he was complaining after the Florida game, if you look at that defense that he called, that Golding called for the two-point conversion, it was brilliant. He put an extra guy on the outside and to the rear of Drew Sanders with Jordan Battle. So that took away any possibility of running the option down that right side. If you watch the play, it looks like that quarterback and the tailback were dancing together. He never could decide whether to give him the ball or take it himself. But the option down the right was closed off by Golding's call on the defense, and we stopped the two-point play, and the rest is history. Now, it's not Golding's fault that players don't tackle well. I mean, you can practice tackle or emphasize it during the week, but you can be in the right position, but if you don't make the play, that's not on the coach. That's on the player. And I think we've got a great set of coordinators, and Legend would do well to listen more and talk less. Just one guy's opinion.
Good advice. Well, Philip, number one, I hope you're feeling better.
Paul, I'm doing a little better. I got to tell you, in the interest of full disclosure, as lawyers say, I used your name again to get the SEC channel on my television.
No. Okay, so you don't have to tell me what hospital, but I do know those hospitals pretty well.
Well, I was in a hospital in Memphis.
Okay.
The doctor said, what do you need? And I said, well, it would help my recovery immensely if you'd let me have the SEC channel. And he said, why do you want that? And I said, I want to watch a Feinbaum show at 2 o'clock. And he said, well, that's fine, but just be prepared. At 2 o'clock, your room's going to fill up with nurses and orderlies. I said, sure enough, 2 minutes until 2, every nurse on the floor and every orderly they could find came in to check, do I need anything? What's your temperature? The orderlies emptied the trash. He changed the lining in the trash because there was nothing in the trash bin. But, Paul, your name is like just calling down from on high. It's amazing. I used that in Boston, and you were more powerful than Whitey Bulger when I was in the hospital in Boston.
Whitey, now we're talking serious criminals here.
Serious, big time, yeah. But the guy, my doctor up there, had heard of you and knew he was a college football fan at Boston College with his team. We talked a lot of college football. He said, well, since you know what you're talking about, I fooled him, I guess. But he said that I'll get this SEC channel for you. And he's now a Feinbaum fan.
Well, that is you've made my day. Most important, I'm glad that this program is therapeutic. Is it? It's not FDA approved, though.
Well, it's PTS. That's Philip Shanks approved.
But Philip, the way the FDA is approving things nowadays, I'm not sure it really matters. I mean, they're
not a bit.
It's like going
not
through an like going to the drive-through window at a fast food restaurant with them.
It's about the same.
Hey, listen, you take care of yourself.
Thanks, Paul. Great talking to you.
What a great call from Philip. Kevin is in Ohio. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call. First-time caller. Love the show up here
Thank
in the
you.
North. But I wanted to talk about this guy, the legend. I was listening a few weeks ago as he was cutting on the coordinators for Alabama.
Right.
And I'm a Penn State fan. So I am a Bill O'Brien fan because, as everyone should know, Bill O'Brien is actually the one that saved Penn State football after that whole Sandusky scandal. But who is this toothless redneck hilljack to claim that Nick Saban doesn't know how to hire coordinators? Are you kidding me? Who is this guy? Could he spell Bama if you gave him B and M? I just want to know, Paul, because you've talked to him quite a bit, but who is this guy? Why is he on the show? Why is he calling? Bama fans, do you realize how bad he makes you look? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. I mean, I've heard, can you spell cat if you give the C and the T, but I've never heard Bama asked like that. That's an interesting one. Hey, thanks for the call. Legend seems to be a big topic right now. How about Todd in Georgia? Good afternoon.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to refute Philip there a little bit with regard to some of the comments he made with, you know, Legend and Coach Golding. I think that tackling is very much so a part of, you know, defensive coaching and you know, fundamental basics there. That's I kind of don't see where that wouldn't be. What do you think?
Well, I mean, we're talking college football here, where ultimately I think everything does rely on the coaches. They're paid to teach and to make sure the players execute. Now, it's on them. It's not on the. I mean, the players have some responsibility. There's no question about that. But I just think if they can't tackle, then they shouldn't be in the game.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I definitely think, you know, there was some improvement overall against Ole Miss. You know, I'm sure there was some incentive there. But, I would tend to be one to sort of back up Legend with regard to his comments on Coach. And I, you know, it's easy to sit here as a fan and be critical, but I'll tell you, Paul, I wonder sometimes in looking down the road and hopefully, you know, maybe somebody like old Coach Pruitt or something might come back around if that could ever be a possibility. But, hey, I really appreciate you taking my call today.
Thank you. And speaking of that Alabama defense, which we have talked about, we will talk to one of the leaders of the Alabama defense. Christian Harris, he is the linebacker and a great one at that. He will join us shortly.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
And welcome back to the program. We are heading now to Tuscaloosa, where we are joined by Christian Harris, the unbelievable linebacker for the Crimson Tide, one of the most exciting players to watch this year in college football. Christian, thank you for joining us. I know it's a busy time with a big game coming up, as always, for the Crimson Tide. Good afternoon, and how are you, and how do you feel about the season so far?
First, I just want to say thank you for having me on here. Yeah, so far I'm feeling really excited about this week. You know, I feel like we still have a lot to prove as a team, and, you know, one of these weeks, you know, we definitely have to do that.
You're coming off of a huge win, but you could say that almost every week with Alabama, and you turn around and you head to College Station. How does that work? This is now Tuesday. I know you're not supposed to look back. How quickly can you as a player and your teammates turn the page and start focusing on the next game?
You know, Coach always tells us about the 24-hour rule. So, you know, the moment you win that game, you enjoy it for 24 hours, and then you get ready for the next opponent. And that's just something we do each week by week. So, you know, it's really just, like I said, that's all we do.
Well, hopefully he's not watching this, because I do want to go back a little bit. Christian, being in Tuscaloosa over the weekend, I talked to a number of people connected to that program, and they felt really confident about the Ole Miss game. And someone told me that, in trying to explain the Florida game, that the crowd was a new thing for a lot of young players. It was so loud, it was so deafening. Of course, COVID last year took care of all that. Could you go back and was the crowd, your first hostile environment, really a big deal in getting through that game?
You know, versus Florida, I mean, it was definitely their crowd definitely had an impact on the game. It's definitely a tough place for a lot of people to play. And Coach let us know that, you know, before going into that game. And like I said, we got there, and, you know, yeah, we have a lot of young guys. And, you know, as an older guy, you know, we try to help those guys be prepared for those moments. And, you know, we see where we were at that time, and now we know how to improve.
Christian, in terms of this defense, I mean, it was built, and you were certainly at the front of the conversation as one of the elite defenses in the country. In that game, things didn't go particularly well throughout the second half, but against Ole Miss, it was a stellar performance. I mean, that was a 42-7 game. It took Ole Miss a long time to score, one of the best offenses and one of the best quarterbacks in college football. What was the difference from week to week to week?
You know, I think we really make an emphasis on trying to finish and play a full 60-minute game, no matter who we're playing. And, you know, that's something that, you know, we've been really trying to fix and work on as a defense each game. Whether that was Florida, I mean, you see Florida game, we came out second quarter and we didn't come out as strong in the second half either. And, you know, you allow other teams to get back in the game that way. And like I said, Coach continues to emphasize that for us, and that's just becoming a focus.
I know the score does not indicate the dominance. Was he frustrated after the game because Alabama gave up two late touchdowns?
I mean, he's always going to be upset anytime we, you know, give up any points in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. You know, as an Alabama program, we really strive on finishing in the fourth quarter. And, you know, that's just something we didn't do, and we have to, you know, continue to fix.
Christian, I'm curious, because as a layperson, it just seems like the game's over, and I know just in my own mind it would be hard to continue that same intensity, but you're on the field and you know what you have to do. Do you let the scoreboard affect you in any way when you're way ahead? You're 35 points ahead. Are you still playing at the same level at that moment as you were entering the second half?
That's what we really strive on, to try to keep that same intensity we did when we came out on the first drive of the whole game. To keep that, like I said, throughout 60 minutes. And I mean, you know, those habits really start in practice when, you know, you start off practice, you know, you're feeling good, and then you get towards the end, when you're good on good periods, you're real tired, you know, trying to finish. And we try to translate that on game day. And like I said, it's something we've been struggling with, and we're continuing to try to fix. And, you know, coach is really harping on it each week, so we'll definitely get there.
Christian Harris with us. Christian, I want to go back a little bit, because a lot of people close to you know your backstory. You grew up in Baton Rouge. You were friends with Dylan Moses and a couple of other players. And then you surprised a lot of people. It looked like you were heading out of Baton Rouge, which isn't easy to do, to go to College Station, and then you flipped it over to Alabama. What was that like, leaving a place where football is really on the same level as it is in Tuscaloosa?
You know, just really sitting there talking to my family and discussing what we think is best for my future. I mean, that's really all what it came down to. I feel like here, you know, at the University of Alabama, they had the best opportunity for me to excel as a man on and off the field. And, you know, I couldn't pass up the opportunity.
I know whenever you do something like that, it upsets people, especially probably, you know, friends of yours you grew up with. You're still a young person, and that would be hard for anybody to deal with. How did you deal with those friends of yours who were LSU fans getting upset that you made a personal choice?
I mean, you know, I couldn't really get too upset about it or let it affect me that much, because, like I said, I knew I was doing what was best for me and my future. You know, and you know, I can't let, you know, others play a factor in that. But like I said, I just came in with one mindset, and I kept that mindset this entire time. So, I mean, I just didn't really focus on it.
Did you grow up an LSU fan?
I mean, I think everybody growing up in Baton Rouge, you know, loves to watch LSU football. It's their first. For me, it was my first time watching college football, so I enjoyed them when I was little.
Well, you see, talking about enjoying it, a lot of folks are enjoying watching you play. You're a spectacular player, and I know this is a big week heading to College Station. We appreciate you making time for us. You be well and have a great rest of the season.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Christian Harris joining us from Tuscaloosa. Truly a remarkable player. We will take a break. Much more to come.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's go back to the calls, and Jim is up next. Hey, Jim.
Aloha. 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 Yeah, this is a ha-ha-ha show today. Oh, you know, I don't understand you, man. I wish you'd explain some things to me. I'm trying to learn. You know, you told the fans that you were trying to teach me. Well, I'm asking you, teach me. I want to learn something, okay? Okay.
I love to teach, Jim. What would you like to know?
I want to know why you can stand there silently and be silent and grin and giggle and never respond to one of your radio goal callers being bashed and trashed and abused, and they call him, that one moron calls him a, Kevin from Ohio calls him a toothless, on and on. All that, and you don't say a word for your man, your radio go, who I guarantee you, Paul, and I believe you agree with this, I guarantee you that those nurses in Memphis, where Elvis used to stay with them probably, they were excited like they used to be for Elvis when they hear radio go legend, and even me. So I don't understand you, Paul. Why do you not defend your boys, and you let these rednecks from all over the country abuse us. I don't, please explain. Please teach me about that. I want to know.
Well, I will say this, Jim. My philosophy on this program is to let people have their say, and then maybe or maybe not I'll respond. You know, I thought Phillip's criticism was substantive. He was talking about what legend said about coaches. The other guy, I didn't really feel like it was worth a response.
Well, it was, because he was critical, even though he's an idiot, a total idiot. Kevin from Lyle, he's a total idiot. He doesn't know a thing about radio, doesn't know a thing about football, from what I understand from what he said, and I just don't understand. I mean, come on, Paul, you defended your pet sycophant, deranged eye monkey. You defended him many times.
So, Jim, in the history of this show, who would you say have been my biggest pets? Who are those I've defended the most?
I guess Chris from Gov Shows is number one.
Well, yeah, I do like Chris very much.
I know y'all go back about 80 years. I know that, but still, you know, he's a jerk. He abuses me. He's just a jerk. And last time he was on, he called me old. He's older than I am, and I guarantee you that. But anyway,
Chris has about a six-year-old right now. I don't know if he's older than you.
I know, but he's your age, and he's about 70, isn't he?
Jim, I will be the last person to start quibbling about my age, but I think you're a little bit off. Jim, the difference between the two of us, I'm not as sensitive about getting older as you are.
Well, I'm not getting older. That's the whole point, Paul. I wish you could see how I look. But anyway, I want to give a shout out to Jim, let me
stop you right there. I'm available every day in front of a camera. You've never made yourself available.
Well, that's not because of how I look.
Well, you're the one that just said you wish people could see you. So why are you?
Jim, what are you hiding?
Age is a public record. What is your age, Jim?
Well, I don't care. This has got nothing to do with what I said. It's got nothing to do with any of that.
But Jim, you don't understand something. You're calling other people out. You're talking about how old this guy is and how old this guy is.
I simply asked the same question to you, and you're running. Step all over my great call.
It wasn't a great call.
Oh, it wasn't?
Well, I'm trying to help it become a better call.
That's the problem, Paul. You can't help me. I'm too good for you. You're jealous of me. You are jealous of me. That's why you want to ruin my call. I'm telling you, people have told me that. They said, Jim, we'd rather hear you than Feinbaum. I've had 50 people tell me that in the last 5 or 6 years. I'm not lying about that either. That's a fact. They said they'd rather hear me than you. I'm not a liar, Paul. I'm telling you the truth.
Jim, would you be available to sit in here one day?
See, there you go. No, I wouldn't. If I would, I would have already done it in the last 15 years. You know that.
Well, I just one thing we always try to do in this business, Jim, is please the public.
And now, what you try to do, Paul, is turn around every call you say. You're trying to turn the call around on me and make me look bad.
Jim, isn't it true? You just got through saying that 15, 20, 50, I can't remember the name, have come up to you and say they'd rather hear you than me, right?
That's what they tell me on the radio. That's on the radio, on your show.
All I'm saying is if you would like to come, you know, we can come to you. Friday, do you realize we did a show in the same city that you live in?
You've done it before, haven't you?
All I want to do is give you the opportunity to please your fans.
I'm pleasing them right now, talking on the radio. That's as far as I can please them.
And by the way, you're younger than Chris from Gulf Shores, right?
Paul, I'm not going to let you turn this call on me again.
Jim, there's nothing to turn.
Why do you defend some of these people, but you don't defend the others? And you, let me ask you this: of all the people I've named, you talk about the Mercury 7. Am I in the Mercury 7?
Well, you were not part of the original group that called the show, Jim, no.
I thought the Mercury 7 was a group of us that would go back to about 15 years.
The Mercury 7 is a playoff of the original group of astronauts that went into space, including John Glenn.
I know that, Paul.
Of course you do.
When you're referring... when you're referring to the Mercury 7 on the show, Hall of Famers.
No, no, those are the...
Name those for the on the show. Name those.
All I'm saying is, well, Chris was part of that. Those were the people that called the show the first...
Well, name who else besides Chris?
Well, I'm trying to remember because you had guys like Steve from Forest Park. Remember him? Don from downtown.
Yeah, I liked Steve. He was a good caller.
I mean, these were among the very first callers to the show.
How about Bobby from Homewood?
I don't think he was in the first group.
What group was he in?
He was probably, he may have been a Gemini or Apollo.
Hey, Paul, this spaceship ain't gonna get off the ground the way you're talking now.
Well, I'm sorry, Jim. I'm just trying to help you out here. You asked a question,
well, I
answered it.
You always teach me something, and I know what it's not always good, but you teach me something. You know what you teach me? Not to go to school.
Okay, well, thanks, Jim, for the call. Appreciate it. I-Man is up next.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd just patch me in with that old fool. I mean, he's older than dirt. I mean, there's dirt that has no nutrients, no nothing, no nitrogen, no nothing in it. It don't grow anything. It will not grow anything. It is useless dirt. And that is Jim from Tuscaloosa. You were sitting right down the street from him the other day, and if he had all these people, all these 50 people, okay, so the same five people told him 10 times in what, 5 years? And then let's squeeze over to Legend. Legend's talking about he's dating all these tens. Well, hell, if you get three twos and a three, you know, that's nine. That's a nine, if you want to call it a nine. And 0867-5349, I mean, for a good time, call Legend. But, you know, Paul, I do have a conversation I want to have with you about firing these coaches, and I don't understand why one team fires a coach is more detrimental than another team firing a coach. We got real quiet, didn't we? We got real quiet.
Well, I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
You had a guy on here the other day, Friday, you know, at the Great Plantation up there talking about it's going to be detrimental to Auburn and throwing a bunch of terms around. Other coaches get fired, and, well, that's not the same thing. Hell, it's the same thing, Paul. They're firing coaches. They're firing coaches because they're not doing their job. And these coaches that are getting fired are, you know, the coaches that are doing the firing are responsible for the whole well-being of the program. You got real quiet. Are you going fishing? You got crickets or worms?
I am. Worms.
Worms. Ryan, say, war damn eagle. Say, war damn eagle.
Well, Jim, I was pretty clear yesterday. The coach who got fired at Missouri had been there a couple of years. The coach who got fired at Auburn had been there four games.
And maybe it was four games too long.
It may have been. You know what, Jim? Sometimes
he's got a two-year contract. He's going to walk out of there with $600,000. I hope he don't get his feelings hurt too bad.
Sometimes you make a mistake. Sometimes you make a mistake when you hire someone. Sometimes
That's
you make
right.
a mistake when you choose one caller over the other. I mean, there are a lot of mistakes out there to be made.
And you know, and for Jim to say that I'm one of your pets, you crawl on me more than anybody. And you know why? Because you know I can take it. I won't quit and I won't run. Tell him, Ryan. Tell him. Speak up, Ryan. Say, that's my granddaughter. She's 2 years old. She's going to be a future caller in this program. And you know what? She's going to say? Jim is old as dirt. You have a great afternoon.
Thank you. What a beginning to the program there with two of the original callers in the modern era of the show. Well, we are at the one-hour mark, in case you're counting. I am. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285. We have started the conversation with Christian Harris. We'll talk to Kentucky's great running back in a couple of hours. More of your phone calls right after this.